So my sisters and brothers, on this day, across the world, we followed the wonderful example of our Holy Father Francis. And in the early morning, Dan Howes had from Rome, 5 o'clock in the evening there, 8 o'clock here, the hour that was set aside for a remembrance and a reminder of that great gift of the Eucharist on this feast of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so Francis led this and asked parishes across the land to participate in some way. And so today, we, because we had masses all morning, right after the 1:15 mass, had that hour of prayer in our auditorium. And it was an opportunity for us just to remind ourselves once again that just like so many things in life, we're dulled by our experiences. It doesn't have to be that way, but oftentimes it is. And so when we come to the Eucharist, we might be thinking about when we're going to get a haircut, or where we're going for dinner, or what's something that we're fighting with somebody, or something, and sometimes we get up and we say the body of Christ, amen, and it's gone. We don't take the moment, the precious gift of the moment, to see that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is once again given to us. And it's the most precious gift that you will receive this week. I shared with you a couple weeks ago, at least with some, this beautiful journalist, Ann Quinlivan, who was doing an interview with a homeless man on Coney Island in winter, how they survived the winter. And the man described that he lives in a church at night when it's too cold and he's panhandling most of the day. But when Ann asked him, what do you do? What takes up your day? What is it that fills your day? He said, I sit on the boardwalk all day long. And I just stare out at the ocean. So the reporter, Ann Quinlivan, said, why do you do that? And this homeless man looked at her and said, young woman, look at the view. Words of wisdom, she said, from a man without a dime in his pocket, nowhere to go, no place to go. Look at the view. And so I am suggesting for you today, for both of us, you and I, that we take a little time to be just a little more attentive at this Eucharist as we receive the body and blood of Christ, to look at it, to see it. I am convinced that the view has everything to do with our day. How you got up this morning. And if you thought this was going to be a lousy day, brother, I guarantee you it was a pretty lousy day. It's the view. It's how we look at it. If you came into this church tonight excited and ready to go and trying to be attentive and hoping that it will give me the food for the journey for the rest of this week, you'll be attentive because your view is good, because you see it as this precious gift. So there it is. And that's what we're celebrating, Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's as simple and as clear, I hope, as the meaning of this great day. There's two other things I would like to describe for you, however, in that gospel today. And the one word I'd like you to hang your hat on today, something I'd really ask you to kind of think about as you muse through the rest of the Mass and as you go out and spend tonight or tomorrow or wherever you do. The words that Jesus says to the disciples. Let's frame it. We're at the Sea of Galilee. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in a more deserted area up towards the northern part of that sea. And there's no great places to get food or lodging. And so the disciples come to him after Jesus has spent the entire day preaching, teaching, healing, supporting. He's got 5,000 people now following him. So the crowd's up there. And they say to him something I believe that you and I would say. Hey, Lord, we've done enough. It's 6 o'clock. Let's go home. Send them home. Get them going. Let them go out and get some food someplace. Because they're hungry. And they're going to have to go find a village where they can buy a little morsel of food. What's Jesus' response? Is his response our response? It isn't. He doesn't want to just let them go, send them out and say, God bless you. You know how we do sometimes, you know? You hear a big story about somebody and you say, oh, God bless you. God bless you. What does that mean? I mean, he's God bless you, I guess, but. Yeah. He says, listen to this. He says, you do it. How about that? You do it. Don't just send him home. Care about him. Listen to them. If they have a need, be attentive to that need. You do it. That's it. You do it. I think that's one of the great charges of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, because, you know, every life is so different. But I'm filled almost with every day people coming with needs and trying to respond. And you know, I think, and maybe it's contextualized by my age, and so if I'm only speaking only about myself, please forgive me. But I think we can get dulled. And we kind of say, you know, God bless you. Goodbye. But do we care? See, that to me is this gospel. That this Christ gives us such an example of how to live life. To really care. You know, if you're a teacher and you've got these to really care about that shoelace that's untied. I mean, really. If you're a physician, 30 patients coming at you, do we care? Do I, as your pastor, when you come to me? I mean, oftentimes I do my best, but sometimes I'm just tired. And that's what the disciples were. They were just tired. Send them home. No, he says, you do it. So that's the second thought. Eucharist, you go do it. And the final thought. What happened to those 12 baskets? We don't know, do we? 12 baskets were left over, fragments, they say. Now, just before that, they said, you know, that he took the bread, he took the loaves. There were only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He lifted them up, let God bless them, and distributed them. And it was enough. It was enough. So you and I know, first of all, it's very contextualized by the theology of Eucharist, because that's why it's placed in this Sunday, because that's what he does. That's what we do. We lift up the bread, the wine, we bless it. God blesses it. It becomes the body and blood of Christ for everyone. And that's what he did. And somehow it's a teaching about being enough. You ever hear people say, it's only me? You ever say that? It's only me. It's not only me, it's me. We are enough. And if we lift up each day who we are, allow God to bless that, have no fear. It will be more than enough. 12 baskets left over of fragments from this small little bit of food, bread, and fish. I go to a lot of receptions, but not for long, in and out. And on my way home, I've got this haunting thought. What happens to the remains? Do you ever think about that? Maybe you've done it yourself. Big, lavish thing. What do we do with what's left over? Just saw a statistic yesterday, and it shocked me. 7 billion people on this planet, 7 billion. Every hour, 100 children are born in this world. 3 will die of starvation. Every minute, 100 born, and 3 die. What are we doing? It's a madness. It really is. And so, our Lord is not asking us about our abundance tonight. Abraham gave a tenth. That's a little more than what's left over. But what he is asking us to do is to be generous with what's left over. Think about it. If there's something that maybe you don't need, maybe something that, is just more, we might be urged on this great feast of the body and blood of Christ to share it.